Time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison. How are we doing, Maurice?
Very well, Andrew.
Mate, I know you got out to Warbirds on the weekend. I got there on Sunday. I'm wishing I'd gone on Saturday.
Yes, it was Saturday was an unbelievable day, Andrew, and I feel for those that come Sunday. I went back Sunday and I really do feel for them, but unfortunately, got no control over the weather.
Absolutely true, but you know what? I was really happy with the way that it was organised. Also, the fact that they were doing the delays, which was, you know, it's for safety and also the fact that you want to be able to see the aeroplanes in the sky. But then they gave us the opportunity to actually walk around those wonderful old aircraft. So that was a chance that I wouldn't have had before. So, you know, I'm happy to take it the way it comes and I'll go up there again one day and hopefully see them in the skies.
Definitely, I mean, I talked to Paul Bennett yesterday, and you don't get that opportunity at a normal air show to walk in amongst them, talk to the pilots and get photos, etc.
Yeah.
And it was great. I mean, we opened up the Aviation Traction Centre free of charge on that Saturday to try and get people, you know, to come back eventually. And look, Saturday was an unbelievable day, and I can't do any more than thank everyone that was involved. And the pilots, they've certainly got some skills. But of course, Sunday, the weather was too bad. Of course, if the planes can't see the ground, we can't see them. So it wasn't any worth the risk of flying.
Absolutely. And also the fact that now the museum is open as of Monday.
Look, it was great. I went out yesterday morning myself. I've been through it a couple of times. I paid my $17 and I went back through yesterday and went out and had a look at that Mirage. I mean, if you remember, the Mirage come to Scones quite a while back, and I thought, what have we got this machine here for? It looks absolutely beautiful in there. There's a massive amount of volunteers that come and got that up, and it's certainly worth looking at. And there was a few people walking in the door yesterday, so great.
All right, so get yourself up to Warbirds to go and check it out. Now, if it's not planes, it could be trains that you're into, and Murrurundi is your destination this weekend.
Yeah, the Murrurundi, celebrating 150 years of rail in Murrurundi. So that's this weekend. The picnic, trains, markets, a lot to do for the community. So pop up to Murrurundi and have a great day up there.
I'm looking forward to heading up there on Sunday and seeing some of the model trains. I've seen the pictures that they've posted on social media. They look absolutely fantastic. Now, Maurice, there was a tree policy discussion this week?
Yeah, council tried this back a couple of years ago. We went out for community feedback and council laws couldn't come to an agreement on the policy. So again, we worked out last night, we're going to put that back out for public exhibition for 28 days and hopefully people will give some feedback on it. I mean, there's a lot around, you know, what we do with trees around our towns and villages, and this is an opportunity.
Yeah, so this is about whether somebody can actually lop a tree down in their backyard in the Upper Hunter Shire Council, is that right?
Yeah, that's the way it is. I mean, not so much in the rural, but around the towns and the parks and gardens and There's rules and regulations around it,
yep.
And this is just to tighten that up. And but anyway, it's up to the people to hop online and put some feedback in.
Okay, and finally, the Tyron mattress drop-off, that's this weekend.
That's this weekend, so if you've got those tyres and mattresses around in the shed, pop them up to the waste disposal areas around the council, and if you can't do it, ask a friend, and it's a good opportunity to dispose of them free of charge.
It is for local residents only.
Local residents in the Shire, yes, definitely.
Maurice, as always, thank you very much, mate. Really appreciate it. We'll catch up again and have a chat next week.
Good on you. Thank you.